Prague. The Czech Republic saw a record number of vacancies on the job market in August. Labour offices around the country were advertising more than 130,000 last month, some 10,000 more than the previous month. But as Rob Cameron reports, what sounds like great news for the Czech economy is actually causing headaches for several firms.
Labour offices were offering a record 133,500 jobs last month, some 10,000 more than in July. The real figure is most likely even higher, as many firms don't use Labour offices to advertise vacancies. The figures come on top of record low unemployment figures, showing the rate of jobless stable for a second consecutive month. So it's good news for the Czech economy. Tomáš Sedláček is chief economic strategist at CSOB Bank.
This is good news. It shows that the economy is generating new demand for workforce and that the market is not able to satisfy it. Our levels of unemployment, which according to the European statistic has went down to as low as 5.5%, is exceptionally low in the European standards, and the Czech Republic, in fact, is much closer with our levels of unemployment to the United States of America or Japan. We have much more similar unemployment rates now than we have compared to the rest of Europe, and that's something that we haven't had for some time. Our levels of unemployment have been always very similar to the European average, and it all just speaks about the fact that our economy is really gaining speed.
But what is certainly a sign of strong economic growth also presents problems for employers, particularly those looking for highly skilled professionals in the booming IT or service sectors. Tomáš Sedláček again.
I would divide it in three factors. First of all, you're right, and it's a natural tendency, and in a way we can look at it as a good symbol, as a demand for higher skilled labour, and that's the comment I hear from foreign businessmen and businesswomen that come to Czech Republic, that they can't actually satisfy the demand for higher skilled labour force, and that they often have to, so to speak, ship or borrow employees from Poland or from other countries. So that's one factor. The other factor is that our social system is quite meek and quite benevolent, so it doesn't really motivate people to seek for jobs. Well, and the third factor is that naturally the government has to rethink its policy aimed at the unemployed and perhaps change it in a way as to make it more appealing and less attractive to be unemployed.
The latest figures were accompanied by data showing that industrial output, another key indicator of a healthy economy, also continued to rise, increasing in July by 11.56%. Economists say this figure is also highly encouraging, but add that if firms can't find people to make products and offer services, the booming Czech economy could be heading for trouble.